الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة، والكافرون هم الظالمون. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم، له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه، يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم، ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء، وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض، ولا يؤوده حفظهما، وهو العلي العظيم. لا إكراه في الدين، قد تبين الرشد من الغي، فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها، والله سميع عليم. الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور، والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات، أولئك أصحاب النار، هم فيها خالدون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لم تر إلى الذي حاج إبراهيم في ربه أن آتاه الله الملك، إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت قال أنا أحيي وأميت، قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأتي بها من المغرب فبهت الذي كفر، والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها قال أنى يحيي هذه الله بعد موتها، فأماته الله 100 عام ثم بعثه، قال كم لبثت؟ قال لبثت يوما أو بعض يوم، قال بل لبثت 100 عام فانظر إلى طعامك وشرابك لم يتسنه وانظر إلى حمارك ولنجعلك آية للناس وانظر إلى العظام كيف ننشزها ثم نكسوها لحما فلما تبين له قال أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير وإذ قال إبراهيم رب أرني كيف تحيي الموتى قال أولم تؤمن قال بلى ولكن ليطمئن قلبي قال فخذ 4 من الطير فصرهن إليك ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم ادعهن يأتينك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم حسن عبادتك.
اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم انا نسألك خير هذا اليوم فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه، ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيه وشر ما بعده. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيه. اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر وإليك النشور. أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين لا شريك لك. اللهم ما أصبح بنا من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يستري بليد حديث الحكيم بن حزام رضي الله عنه قال: سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأعطاني، ثم سألته فأعطاني، ثم سألته فأعطاني. الحكيم بن حزام رضي الله عنه, he says that I asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم for something, he gave me. I asked him for the second time, he gave me. I asked him for the third time, he gave me. ثم قال يا حكيم, then he said, oh حكيم, إن هذا المال خضر حلو. Oh حكيم, this wealth is green, is sweet. What we understand from this green and sweet, everything green, at some point it is fresh. It must become stale, it must become brown. So wealth is a thing like that. At one point it becomes, it's very appealing. But at some point a person, if he doesn't utilize his wealth correctly, he doesn't earn it and he doesn't spend it correctly, then the same thing at a time will come when it won't be so appealing anymore. Sweet, everything that is sweet is appealing, people like it. But the time comes also in a person's life when sweet things don't agree with him, and now the same thing that he thought was good for him, that was sweet, now that is causing him problems. That sweetness is causing him problems. He's got diabetes, he's got other type of problem, where he can't take in too much of sugar. So this is this wealth. It's appealing, it's sweet, it looks good, but doesn't necessarily mean it is good for a person. فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ بِسَخَاوَةِ نَفْسٍ بُورِكَ لَهُ فِيهِ. That person who acquires wealth but not being inclined, his heart is not in that wealth itself. He's acquiring it but his heart is not there. بُورِكَ فِيهِ, this person Allah Pak will give him barakat in that wealth. وَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ بِإِشْرَافِ نَفْسٍ لَمْ يُبَارَكْ لَهُ فِيهِ. That person who acquires wealth but his heart is stuck in that wealth. In other words, his heart is there, he's got that greed and love for wealth. This person won't be granted barakat in that type of wealth. وَكَانَ كَالَّذِي يَأْكُلْ وَلَا يَشْبَعْ. And his example is like that person who eats but he doesn't get full. In other words, he just eats and eats and eats but he's not getting satiated. So this person earning like that, he'll have so much but he just keep on earning and earning and earning. He's like that person who's eating but he's not getting full. وَالْيَدُ الْعُلْيَا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْيَدِ السُّفْلَى. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that that hand that is giving is better than that hand that is receiving. The hand, actually the literal word is that hand that is on top is better than that hand that is below. Hand that is on top is the hand that is giving, the hand that is below is the hand that is receiving. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ حَكِيمٌ فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَالَّذِي بَعْثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ لَا أَرْزَأُ أَحَدًا بَعْدَكَ شَيْئًا حَتَّى أُفَارِقَ الدُّنْيَا. These words had such an impact on him, such an impact it had, that at that spot he said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm not going to ask anybody for anything right up till the day I pass away. Imagine he asked Nabi Sam three times. Nabi Sam just gave him a little bit of advice. But such was the beauty of the advice of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that it used to have the impact on people's hearts. Immediately it had such an effect. He said, I'll never ask anybody for anything right up till I leave this dunya. فَكَانَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ يَدْعُو حَكِيمًا لِيُعْطِيَهُ الْعَطَاءَ. After the death and demise of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu would call Hakim and tell him that take your due from the Baytul Mal, in other words the ghanimah that came, that stipend that came now, this is due to you, take it. But he would refuse. فَيَأَبَى أَن يَقْبَلَ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. He would refuse to take anything. ثُمَّ إِنَّ عُمَرَ دَعَاهُ لِيُعْطِيَهُ فَأَتَى أَن يَقْبَلَهُ. Then Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would call him to give him his share that came in from the spoils of war, but he would refuse. فَقَالَ يَا مَعْشَرَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Umar radiallahu anhu He was a very, very just person, fair person, honest person, transparent, very transparent. So what he would do is he would address the Muslims in general. He said, "Ushhidukum ala hakimin anni a'ridu alayhi haqqahu alladhi qasamahu Allahu lahu fi hadha al-fay fa'aba'a ya'khudahu." That I make you all the witness that I'm giving him his due. What is due to him, I'm giving him, but he doesn't want to accept it. What Allah Pak has given for him, I'm trying to give him, but he doesn't want to give it. Yeah, we might think that who was right and who's wrong. Both are right. Sometimes in a situation, it's possible that both people can be right. Yeah, his level of taqwa was such that I gave my word to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that I'm not going to take anything from anybody. So to honor his word, he didn't take. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, being the Khalifa at that time, he had to ensure that what is due to every person, he had to give it to him. So therefore he tried to give it to him and this person also refused. So both were right on different grounds. Then فَلَمْ يَرُزَ حَكِيمٌ أَحَدًا مِنَ النَّاسِ بَعْدَ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم حَتَّى تُوَفِيَ. It continued like this, that he didn't accept anything from anybody right up till the time that he had passed away. It wasn't such that he was a very wealthy person or anything, but just that principle that I have given my word, my zuban to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he honored it to such an extent that what was even dutifully right to him, even that also he let go just to honor that. Allah Pak give us that type of honesty and sincerity. Today's hadith and Abi Burdah and Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. Today's hadith got to do with sincerity and ikhlas. Hazrat Abu Burdah radiallahu anhu is reporting from Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu is giving a personal encounter. قَالَ خَرَجْنَا مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي غَزَاتٍ وَنَحْنُ سِتَّةُ نَفَرٍ بَيْنَنَا بَعِيرٌ نَعْتَقِبُهُ. Hazrat Musa, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu says that once we went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, six of us were sharing one camel. So what happens, we were taking turns to ride the camel. Like we're going out and there's one bicycle and only one person at a time can ride it. So like that, six of us were taking turns. So now he's giving his encounter. He said, فَنَقِبَتْ أَقْدَامُنَا وَنَقِبَتْ قَدَمِي وَسَقَطَتْ أَظْفَارِي. That our feet began to get injured. They didn't have walking gear like how we had good shoes and boots and all that. They most of the time would walk bare feet. So he said, my feet, or if they had some chumple type of thing. So he's saying that my feet, he said, our feet began to get injured in the rough terrain. We're going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my feet also got injured to such an extent that my toenails fell off. Because of walking on that rough terrain, my toenails also fell off. فَكُنَّا نَلُفُّ عَلَىٰ أَرْجُلِنَا الْخَرِقِ الْخِرَقِ. What we would do is we would tie pieces of rags around our feet now as bandages. فَسُمِّيَتْ غَزَاتُ ذَاتِ الرِّقَاعِ. So this فَسُمِّيَتْ غَزْوَةُ ذَاتِ الرِّقَاعِ. This expedition became famously known as an expedition of rags. Why? Because most of these people that were out had rags tied to their feet. So he took the name as the expedition of rags. لَمَّا كُنَّا نَعْصِبُ عَلَىٰ أَرْجُلِنَا مِنَ الْخَرِبِ. لِمَان كُنَّا نَعْصِبُ عَلَىٰ أَرْجُلِنَا مِنَ الْخَرِبِ. Because we would tie rags to our feet. So because of that, now this expedition was known as the expedition of rags. قال أبو بردة فحدث أبو موسى بهذا الحديث ثم كره ذلك. Now this comes very part of ikhlas. Hazrat Abu Burda is saying that Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, he narrated this hadith, this whole incident, he narrated it. And after that, he disliked that he narrated it. He felt very bad that I had said this whole story. And then, ثُمَّ كَرِهَ ذَلِكَ, he disliked it. وَقَالَ كُنْتُ أَصْنَعُ بِأَنْ أَذْكُرَهُ. He said that, مَا كُنْتُ أَصْنَعُ بِأَنْ أَذْكُرَهُ. I disliked that I should have mentioned it. You know, like I did something good, why did I have to do? In fact, things like this, ulama explained it is good to mention, but because of the level of his ikhlas and sincerity, he felt that this was something I did for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why should I expose it? كَأَنَّهُ كَرِيَ أَن يَكُونَ شَيْئًا مِنْ عَمَلِهِ أَفْشَاهُ. It was as though that he disliked that what he did for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now he must take it and expose it and spread it. He was very worried that the reward for this must not go away. So just imagine what a beautiful incident with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam out in the path of Allah sharing one camel, and yet so much of a difficulty they went, but that fear that why should I mention of my good deeds? Sometimes so easily a person says, you know, I did this and I did that in the heat of the moment. He tells the person that I'm doing this and I'm involved there and I'm involved there. You don't know who you're speaking to. So sometimes a person loses it and in all his good deeds he just gives it away in one blow. So here the Sahabi was so careful, although it was sawab for him to mention this, so we could have learnt it and known what happened with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba. But still that was worrying him in his heart. Why should I have exposed it? Allah Pak also give us that high level of ikhlas, that we're very careful of what we say and what we do, that we do it solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.